relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Can't get enough of my dulcet tones. Want exclusive content that you can't find anywhere else, including my take on the real story behind the fake news? Join my cabinet, Gorka's Cabinet, today. Go to sebgorka.com, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A.com. Click on the Gorka's Cabinet banner and join the most exclusive club out there for content you can't find anywhere else and the knowledge you need. Gorka's Cabinet at sebgorka.com.
Our fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
I have a dream today.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Day two from CPAC, and we're going to go for it, my friends. We're going to break our record, God willing, of 15 guests in one day. The lineup, I'm not even going to waste time reading the whole lineup to you, but it includes Congressman Lee Zeldin, Mike Lindell, Nigel Farage, Carpe Donctum, Diamond and Silk, James O'Keefe, and Stephen Baldwin. That's just a little teaser for the one I'm most excited about. He is my role model. He is the master. And I love these segments when we're together physically because I can just lean back and let the master of the long form take over. He is John Batchelor, the John Batchelor. And do you know how important this man is? When you walk into the Indian Treaty Room of the Eisenhower Building, where there's a meeting of Orthodox Jewish rabbis, and you creep in the back, and suddenly half of the room gets up to shake your hand because you're a regular guest on the John Batchelor Show, you know this man has constituencies everywhere. John, great to have you on the show.
Seb, this is exciting.
Isn't it?
Yes, exciting. CPAC.
Is it an election year, I think?
I think so. I completely overwhelmed. We've been here before, but never this enthusiasm.
And the heterogeneous nature, every color of American is here.
Yes. I was just speaking with a senator from Colombia.
Uh-huh.
Colombia is looking to deepen its relationship with the United States. You know I'd like to do a lot of foreign reporting, but...
Oh, my gosh, you are the most adventurous. Where have you been recently?
Sam, Azerbaijan. I was there for 9 days for their election.
With your show every night?
Yes, well, everybody has an iPhone, and that iPhone connects them to the world. And that means that they eventually wind up shopping in America.
Especially with the coronavirus.
Right, right.
Let's just shop in America.
Shopping in America. And so everywhere the United States goes, they understand that something different has happened.
Let's talk about the difference domestically. We
sure.
have two sides. This is for conservatives, the biggest conservative convocation
yes.
in the world. What's happening with Republicans, John? What's your estimate of the boiling over in the pot right now of the different forces? Let's talk about the Democrats.
What I hear is that the Republicans have an enormous amount of money. Right.
The war chest is gargantuan.
Yeah, right, right. It's large enough so that Michael Bloomberg might be bragging a little bit. Okay.
He's not going to spend all his money on a campaign.
He is not liquid the way the Republicans are liquid. All right. The other part is that it's made recruiting very easy.
Yes.
So that when I talk to individuals who know the congressional districts, I hear good recruiting going on across the country.
And also from people who have not been involved in politics at all. Yeah. And sometimes former Democrat voters. These rallies up to 20-25% are Democrats, former Democrats. Stunning figures from Brad Parscale.
This is the Trump administration's success. This is the jobs economy's success. The response is enthusiasm. Now, it's not like Republicans to get too excited. Okay. But now they are. So I'm a little...
Is your bow tie going to spin any moment?
I'm a little hesitant. You know, I'm used to a laid-back, sedate, quiet Republican Party. It's enthusiasm for not only for the election, but for the prospect of four more years, because there's much more work to be done.
We've gone beyond Buckley. This is a different party. This is a different age. I call it the age of Trump. I call it moving at the speed of Trump. If you look at what has been achieved in the last 3.5 years, we're talking to John Batchelor, the master of long-form radio. Listen to him. His podcast, incredibly successful. Twitter, at Batchelor Show, also WABC and across the nation. John, the Democrats, what state are they in?
I can't figure this out. I cannot figure an endorsement by the Democratic Party of a man who has spoken as unacceptably as Senator Sanders. I can't. I mean, we can take any one issue and you go, what?
But also, we brought this up yesterday, the things he said and wrote in prior years about women, about the use of force, about Israel. If a Republican had written those, their future career would have been finished before.
Not a Republican anymore. Over.
Finished.
But... That's true for Democrats, too. I mean,
so what's happening here? Is there some kind of immunity around this man because of the Bernie brothers?
Big picture.
Yes.
An incumbent president with a strong economy. COVID-19, I report on it routinely. We're talking about something that is a one-off, and we have the best public health system in
the
solar
world.
System.
I like that.
And the Chinese
system.
Do not have a public health care system. What you're seeing is that China is a Potemkin health care system.
Bingo.
All right. China is a Tesla in front of an ox cart. We're seeing the ox cart. All right, fine. Back to why Sanders.
Why Sanders?
President Trump is an incumbent with a strong economy. No point in American history has such a thing been defeated. Never.
No.
It can happen, but one time only. In addition to that, President Trump has a party that's united behind him. Right. This is a consequence of bad decisions made by Nancy Pelosi. Therefore, the Democrats are taking a dive. That's my possible explanation. They're taking a dive. That is not a weak. That is not a strong field they put up.
John Batchelor, I am surprised.
That is not a strong field.
With the intent that the establishment will pick up the pieces after Bernie Sanders flames out and rejig everything.
After they demonstrate that the progressives are losers. Afterwards. Right now, there's not a whole lot of hard fighting. They can see that Sanders is lined up for the nomination. If not on the first ballot, then on the second.
So we won't see a repeat of 16 where the shenanigans, the superdelegates.
By the time we get to next week, vote in Super Tuesday, because of the proportional rule, Sanders is going to have a dominant lead. I don't know that he gets to 1991. But he's going to get in the 1400 to 1700 zone.
So not even a contested convention?
No, because one of the others will throw his or her...
Behind him.
Yes, right. And why? Because Donald Trump and the Republican Party are united, and we have a strong economy, and it cannot be beaten. So you go with something internal, which I'm told is going to look like strife afterwards, after the election. There will be severe strife in the Democratic Party. I hope that they recognize that this is a conversation between two parties, because they've gone down the road, unacceptable road of socialism. It's not acceptable.
Well, this is the title here at the CPAC 2020 convocation, America versus Socialism. Last question as we run out of this wonderful segment with John Batchelor. Follow him, Batchelor Show on Twitter. As a master communicator, how did you grade the president's coronavirus presser?
Very reassuring.
It will end. Yeah, it will end.
Well, what we saw is a paternal Trump.
Yes.
Right. Here's where we are. Here's what I know.
We can't do it.
Yes. And I believe the American people will respond correctly. We're very good at this. We problem solve. Good heavens.
We fix things, don't we, as a nation?
Yes, and this too will pass with the warm season. We'll go on to find a vaccine. And please, please remember where this came from and where it is now raging are the two worst governances on earth, China and Iran.
Yes.
There's a direct correlation between an epidemic and bad governance.
Is this going to be the Chernobyl of communist China?
Times 10.
Wow. You heard it here, my friends. You heard it here from the inestimable, the indefatigable John Batchelor, the man who makes talk radio look easy, but
Get well soon, Sam.
Oh, God bless you. God bless you. With the well-wishing we are getting across the internet and on our text line, which is, of course, our Patriot Mobile text line, 703-869-1262. We will do well. Thank you, John.
Thank you, sir.
Have a great CPAC. Have a great show tonight.
CPAC 2020.
CPAC 2020. America versus socialism. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. If you're listening to us, don't forget, you can watch us as well live streaming on YouTube, on Facebook. After the show airs, we post each individual hour on Instagram TV. You can get the show 24/7 on a cycle at our website, SEBGORKA, sebgorka.com. And also, don't forget, available at all good podcast apps. And then lastly, if you want exclusive content that you can't get anywhere else, if you want to have behind-the-scenes footage, go to sebgorka.com and join Gorka's Cabinet right now. Our next guest is rolled up, Mr. Mike Lindell. Mr. Pillow, Mr. Mike Lindell. I'll be back in a moment. Don't touch that dial.
Portions of America First are brought to you by Food for the Poor.
You heard the incredible John Batchelor. What a 3.5 years it's been. The economy is as strong as it's ever been. We are living in a blessed land right now, but others are not. The Food for the Poor campaign helps families in Guatemala who are suffering from severe malnutrition, including people who cannot access clean water to live. Please join me in supporting Food for the Poor. Go to my website, go to the sebgorka.com website and click on the Save Starving Families banner. You can donate any amount, but please, this is the Lenten season. This is the time to give. $80 provides food and clean water for a starving child for a year. You can be a missionary, a modern missionary from the comfort of your own home or from your office. Go to my website, sebgorka.com, or call 855-330-4673. That's 855-330-4673, or my website, sebgorka.com, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, and the Save Starving Families banner. I'm going to introduce a guest right now who, I don't know, I can't keep up with the number of jobs he has, because not only does he sell this thing called the My Pillow. You may have heard of it. Not only is he a guest host on America First, Mike Lindell, did the president give you a new job last night?
Yes, he did. I'm now chairman of the Minnesota Trump campaign, and I can't be honored more that he put me.
And what did he say?
If we don't win, we know who to blame.
No pressure. You're going to bring Minnesota, Mike Lindell, and you know he's going to.
I promised him we will.
He is going to bring Minnesota. Are you excited about that?
I'm so
excited.
Because
last year, you traveled the country at your own cost. Communicating with the American people about the Trump agenda. Right. This is now a formal recognition. Right. Are you excited?
I'm very excited. And you know what? I know I have a whole plan. I've been to every city in Minnesota. I've lived there all my life. And I'm going to go do these little individual rallies where I'll come and 2,000, 3,000 people will show up.
So there's the mega Trump rallies, and then we're going to have the mini Lindells.
I'm going to have these mini ones. And
mini
what
Lindells.
I'm going to do, I want to get people from both sides there and say to people on the left and say, hey, you guys, come on in. And here's what, I tell them my
story. That's a great idea.
I didn't know anything about politics, and then I learned it, how they affect everything we do.
I love that.
So I want to pull people from the left and tell, get out and tell your friends, I want to get to, you know, go to the town, get everyone to come out and see me talk, tell my story of addiction and, you know, my story of transformation, tell how I ended up meeting Donald Trump before he was president.
Because you have a message about who loves Donald Trump. What's the message?
Everybody loves Donald Trump. Some just don't know it yet.
And you're going to help them find out,
right?
You're going to help them find out.
Yeah, you know, it's like we have the greatest president in history. When I first met him in August 15th of 2016, it was a private meeting. Here's a guy, an ex-crack addict from Minnesota. I had, you know, my pillow. I went out there. And I met him in a private meeting, talked about, well, he told me what he was going to do with the, you know, the inner cities. And I said, you know, I used to be a crack addict. I told him about what I was going to do for addiction. And he said what he was going to do. Look at what the First Lady's doing now. And all bringing jobs back and the Made in America. I walked out of that room, and I couldn't wait to go back to Minnesota to tell the media. Wow, you guys, I wanted to tell the world, right? I went back there, and I told them, oh, I did a press release. You know what they did? They called me a racist and everything else.
Of course.
I said, you know what? I must be doing something right. I'm all in.
When they did that to us in the White House, I had a phrase when everybody was wilting, saying, oh, my gosh, they've done it again. They're calling us racist, white supremacists. This is the most pro-Jewish, pro-minority administration in human history. And I said, guys, if you're not taking flack, you're not over the target.
Right, it's
a very good sign that you are winning.
Well, now when they attack me, they go, boycott Mike Lindell on my pillow. And they go, don't boycott him. He'll double his ads. We see enough of that guy.
All right. That's a beautiful segue. If you haven't got one, the president rests his head on this every night. I do as well. All of his products are superb. My dog Killian loves the pet bed. Then you have the beautiful, luxurious Egyptian cotton Giza Dream sheets, which are now two for the price of one, by the way. On and on and on. He's only sold 45 million pillows, so he must be doing something right. And he's just given me the best offer. 60% off if you use my name. Go to mypillow.com or call 1-800-829-8468. That's 1-800-829-8468, mypillow.com. Secret code, G-O-R-K-A. You've got a new book out. It's got an amazing cover. I'm not going to give away the cover because it's technology. It's so cool. It's called What Are the Odds? Why did you, an incredibly successful businessman who's now responsible, who's a state chair for the Trump campaign, why did you write a book, Mike?
I wrote it. It took 7 years, and it's a story of hope. It's my memoirs. You read it, it's going to be the best fiction book you ever read, and then you're going to go, what? It really happened. And I self-published. I even bought my own paper. I pre-printed 3 million books.
Three million.
All the money that I make, the proceeds I'm going to put from my Lindell Recovery Network to help millions of addicts in this country.
The Lindell Recovery Network. That's your new initiative.
Yep, it's going to come out in a couple months now. It's going to help millions. It's going to employ tens of thousands of ex-addicts. It'll be the biggest talked about, and it lines perfect for what our great president has done with the opiate bill. I was there when he signed that. Everything the First Lady's doing and everything, it's going to combine all the things that work in this country into one little thing,
box. That's incredible. Tell people how they can get the book.
Go to mystore.com. That's my new platform that's coming out to help entrepreneurs. You can get it at mypillow.com, too. But remember, this is going to be a big launch, too, of mystore.com.
Forget Amazon. That's going to be
absolutely.
Mystore.com.
And you're going to get it. And if you use your promo code, you're going to get free shipping.
Okay. Did you hear that? My promo code, G-O-R-K-A, for free shipping. Mike, in the last minute and a half we have with you, follow this man. He is Mike Lindell, a real Mike Lindell on Twitter. What has business been like for you in the last 3.5 years?
Let me tell you this. You know, I was attacked at first. The Better Business Bureau lowered me from an A-plus to an F, and all these attacks came in. My best day in my pillow in history is right now today. Every day it just keeps going up. God's got me doing. I pray every day about what I'm doing for wisdom and discernment of what to do. And I'll tell you what, you stick with what you believe in. We have a president that's given us a chance for the greatest revival in the history of the United States to bring our schools, bring everybody back to God, where we're going to be saying what we found, in God we trust.
How important is daily prayer, Mike?
It's the most important thing there is. I use Jesus Christ as my chairman of my board for my business.
I love that.
And that's it. I mean, a power of prayer is so important. You know,
and he's cheap, right?
It's very it's way absolutely. To sit. It's all you got to do is get on your knees and pray. And I want to tell you, anyway, we all went in 2016 with prayer and faith that he would be, that Donald Trump would be this amazing president. This election now, we have proof of concept. I still want everybody out there, if you don't want to do, you just keep praying, because our country's going in the right direction. This is biblical. This is spiritual warfare we've been going on. It's not just fake news. This is spiritual warfare.
What I feel is happening right now, I mean, the market's great. We are safe. Look, coronavirus will be dealt with. The president's going to keep us safe. Yeah. This is a rededication of the nation. I'm feeling it.
A spiritual rededication. It's consumer confidence so high that I love it watching entrepreneurs out there taking chances because they have a good job for a safety net.
Yes.
They can go invent something. They can do a service business.
The spirit is back.
The hope is back.
The hope is back. I'm Sebastian Gorka. We've been talking to the incredible Mike Lindell, new state chairman. He's going to bring it for the Trump campaign. Go to the real Mike Lindell on Twitter. Go to MyPillow.com and check out all of those incredible goods and his store as well. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Don't touch that.
If you thought 2016 was important, 2020 is going to be the greatest, most significant election of your lifetime. As a result, we've created a unique additional podcast with our regular guest in studio, former special assistant to President Trump, Boris Epstein. It's called The Battle for 1600. Join us today by subscribing to the podcast for free. Just look for my name, Boris Epstein, and the battle for 1600.
Russia? Ukraine? Impeachment? What the hell was that all about?
We're still trying to work it out. We've got the perfect person here to help us. She's the lady who comes on my show with her legal expertise and has the audacity to exploit that appearance to become somebody who works for the president as senior legal advisor, attorney to the president, and advisor to the Trump campaign. It's just how we roll on America First. She is, of course, Jenna Ellis. Follow her on Twitter, Jenna Ellis Esquire. Are you having fun at CPAC, Jenna?
I am having such a great time.
Have you CPAC'd before?
I have CPAC'd remotely.
That doesn't count.
The last time I was actually here in person was in college. If you can believe that. Isn't that terrible? I'm so excited to be here.
That must have been last year.
Thank you for that. Yeah, only a couple years ago.
Good.
But it reminds me, honestly, of a Trump rally.
Right, because it's so diverse. There's every kind of American here, and the atmosphere is so
excited.
It's so energetic.
Yes.
And all age groups. I mean, what Matt Schlapp has done here is quite remarkable.
All right, let's
get down to business. You're a legal expert, but as an American, as a voter, let me ask you this question. When you see CPAC 2020 tagline, America versus socialism, how do you react to that? Do you think that's overdoing it, or is that really the challenge that we face?
That's absolutely the challenge we face, and that was the challenge that we have faced even at our founding, was to make sure that America would be the land of the free, and would make sure that we understood that the only proper role of government is to preserve and protect our God-given fundamental rights.
Right.
And so when we look at America versus everything else, that means something constitutionally. And so I say that as a voter and also as a constitutional law expert, to recognize we have to understand the Constitution in context. We have to understand that our Declaration recognizes the only proper role of government. And so when we look, and when people say all the time, God's nowhere in the Constitution, or, the Constitution is this flexible document. Well, no, it's built upon the mandate in the Declaration of Independence.
And the word creator with a capital C.
Absolutely.
It's not some kind of amorphous word there. It is God, and it is a very clear recognition that our rights come from him. Let me ask you, Jenna Ellis, we've just witnessed something really outrageous. We've seen the Democrat Party take the second greatest power they have, So there's the greatest power is to declare war on another nation. The second one is to remove a serving commander-in-chief, a serving president. And they tried. They had the fake impeachment in the House. They took it to a Senate trial. They failed. It was completely partisan. How much damage, from the point of view of the Constitution, the fabric of our republic, how much damage has been done with the cynical exploitation of the constitutional powers for political purposes?
You know, a lot of damage, but thankfully our Constitution is so resilient that that damage could have been far, far worse. And so, thankfully, we still have a conservative majority in the Senate that did their constitutional job and obligation. But imagine, and this is why voting is so important. This is why, and I'm going to actually be speaking on a panel right after this, talking about voter fraud, what that means in a broader perspective.
Fabulous.
So definitely tune into that after, you know, the great Sebastian Gorka show, though, because that's even more important. But this
you
idea,
listen on the podcast, it's okay.
Yes, but this whole idea of our of making sure that we are preserving a separation of powers, we're preserving the fact that we, the voters, get to select and prefer our leaders, and they have limited power. And the Democrats try in every way possible to exploit that. That's why they tried to do that through judicial activism. So for the past 15, 60 years, they've kind of rejected that now because they've lost the majority, right?
Right.
Because
how, of, funny
because
how that works.
Trump. So now they're looking for other opportunities like impeachment, but thankfully the Senate stopped them. But this is such a bad, bad precedent. We have to make sure that we're protecting and preserving the Constitution on every level with our vote.
We're talking to Janet Ellis. Follow her right now, Janet Ellis Esquire on Twitter. We have 30 seconds left. Some of our callers have asked about this option. If we win the House in November, God willing, and the president is reelected, can we expunge the impeachment in the lower house?
Can of course we can. Of course we can.
With a simple majority?
Yes, absolutely.
Wow.
And so, and of course we can. And, you know, this whole impeached for life thing is ridiculous because impeachment is just a charge.
Right.
And just like any other criminal charge, as soon as you get a verdict of not guilty, guess what?
The
charge goes away. So nobody understands this, and the mainstream media is exploiting it.
Of course.
It's ridiculous. Donald Trump acquitted forever. It's done.
God bless you. Keep doing what you do. She's Jenna Ellis. She's attorney to the president and senior legal advisor to the Trump 2020 campaign. Jenna Ellis Esquire on Twitter. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. We have less than 250 days to go. And what does that mean? It means that every single day we have to be at the top of our game. How do I do that? Well, look, I might have a brace on. I may have had my patella reattached to my tendons, but I'm taking my balance of nature every single day. Why? Because it is health in your hand. What Dr. Douglas Howard has created is truly remarkable. I take six little capsules before the show, three red ones for fruit, three green ones for vegetables. And when I do that, I'm taking 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. You need to be taking balance of nature as well. And right now, if you use my name, you will get 35% off your first preferred order and free shipping. But you've got to use my name. Go to balanceofnature.com or call their number 1-800-246-8751. It's a great number. Write it down. 1-800-246-8751 or balanceofnature.com. And my name, the secret code, G-O-R-K-A. Don't forget, if you want to reach out to me, I answer all the texts personally at our patriotmobile.com text line, 703-869-1262. That's 703-869-1262. Back with, let me check my list, I do believe it's Carpe Donctum. No, Nigel Farage.
With breaking news, here's Sebastian Gorka.
We may be at CPAC, the biggest conservative convention in the world, but we keep you up to date. Latest breaking news tomorrow, according to the White House, tomorrow, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo will sign a peace agreement with the Taliban in Afghanistan. Winning, winning, winning. And part of that winning, I'm so excited, these ladies were so mobbed last year. They were wherever they went, the whole crowd moved with them. We couldn't get them on the show, but this year, diamond and silk are on America First. They've only got 1.3 million followers on Twitter. Show these ladies some love. Go to at Diamond and Silk right now. Ladies, are you having fun?
Oh, we're having a fabulous time. Yes,
How do you live when you come to these events and everybody wants to talk to you? Everybody wants a selfie. Isn't that tough?
EP protection.
Yes.
Oh, you've got your crew.
We have the crew. Yes. Right. We have the crew.
But you're still having fun.
We are having a lot of fun.
We love the people. We love our fans. We love everybody.
Right. It is fun. A lot of fun. We really do.
It's a bit different on the other side, right? There's a lot of hate on the other side.
Well, they want to act like they want to hate, but the more they hate, the more we have to continue to educate.
That's right.
I like that. Yes. What I say on this show, tell me if you like it.
Okay.
Their fuel is hatred. Our fuel is love.
I love Amen. It. Like That's right.
Love of country. Uh-huh. Love of our fellow
That's
Americans.
That's right. Yes. Absolutely.
Are you feeling good? We've got 248 days left before the election. How are you girls feeling?
I'm feeling great. I believe we are going to win this in a landslide. Yes. The president policies speak for themselves. I mean, for itself. Listen, low unemployment rate, opportunity zones, First Step Act, more money than anyone in the history that he's given to HBCUs.
Permanent money.
I'm just looking at it. The economy is doing well. And even though they're trying to push this little coronavirus stuff to try to tank our markets,
can I just stop there for a second?
Yes.
Don't you find it incredible? Nobody's died in America. 15 people have caught it. Two of them have caught it from not traveling. So there's 17 people. And already the Democrats are trying to take down the president and turn this into some emergency. I don't care who you vote for. That's un-American, isn't
it? It's un-American. Right. Why are you making it political? If this is supposed to be some type of epidemic, why are you trying to make this political? We should be coming together to see how we can solve this instead of you blaming people. And now you want to blame the president for something that he did. He didn't have anything to do with this. Right.
They want to call it his virus.
It's a virus from China?
But see, the funny thing is that the Democrats are so concerned about the coronavirus, but they're not concerned about the poop that's in their district that they represent.
That's good.
Yeah.
San Francisco.
Look at that. Defecating in the streets.
Clean that up first.
They won't even clean
it. And that disease that was spread in there. No, I didn't hear none of the Democrats saying nothing about that. And now 15 people. That's just like if 15 people get the flu, is that an epidemic now? I mean, think about it
How about this one? This one is the craziest one. Remember, what was it, a week ago, he said we're going to shut down the flights from certain countries, and they said that's racist because Asia.
But see,
I mean, seriously.
But see, the Democrats, their thought process is that of ignorance, and they think that the American people are ignorant, and we're not. We see them for who they are.
I think I'm a proud American now. I think one of the key characteristics of my fellow Americans born here or whether they emigrated here, I'm a legal immigrant. Thank you very much.
That's right.
It's common sense, isn't it? Whatever your skin color, it's common sense.
It's using common sense, and that's what we love about the president. He used common sense to solve problems. We were right there with him on yesterday. Yes. And I love the fact that he works for America and the American people.
And
we
all Americans.
I have one big question for both of you ladies, if I may.
Okay.
How much in the last 3.5 years has the condition, has the opportunity of Black America changed? What has happened? What is the Trump effect for Black America?
Well, it's changed tremendously because, listen, President Trump cut the red tape. He moved all of the red tape where now you can go out there and you can now you have
create your own opportunities.
At the State of the Union, remember that young Black man who had drug problems and now he has his own business?
Come on.
That's the American way.
That's the American way. It's about capitalism, not socialism.
Pull
yourself up by your bootstraps, and if you don't have no straps, create your own.
Make your own bootstraps.
That's right.
I love that. Well, that's going to be the title on YouTube for this segment. Are you listening, Eric? One last question. What is your message, Diamond and Silk? And follow them, Twitter, Diamond and Silk. These are warrior princesses par excellence. What is your message to all Americans, in the Black community, but all Americans, who'll say, well, I'm just one guy, I'm just one girl, I don't need to go and vote, I'm just one person, and I'm not interested in politics. What's your message to that young man or woman?
Well, first of all, back in 2016, President Trump asked, what the hell do you have to lose?
Uh-huh.
Remember that?
Yes.
Remember that?
But we're going to have a lot to lose
if we don't vote right. We're going to get the left.
Because if we get socialism, if we get Bernie Sanders, guys, it's gone.
We're going to have a lot to lose.
It's gone.
So this is what we tell people. We want you to vote right so you won't get left.
That's right.
We want you to vote red. R-E-D. Remove every Democrat by voting them out.
That's right.
We got to take back the House, keep the Senate, and we most definitely going to keep the White House.
That's
right. This is why you are diamond and silver. Remove every Democrat.
That's right.
Last thing I want to do, I want to test this on you. Mm. This comes from my friend Candace Owens. Mm-hmm. Is it too much to say, and I want you to tell me, you know, is it too much to say that the Democrats have created a political plantation to replace the old plantation? Isn't it like a political plantation? Dependency, the state, you got to be. Is that too strong a word?
No, it's not too strong a word, but I don't think it's a replacement. They've been doing this here since the beginning of time.
That's right.
And this social, this stuff that they pushing ain't nothing new. It was former socialism when you were giving out welfare, when you was giving out food stamps, when you put abortion on every corner, when you have the ABC liquor stores on every other corner.
That's why we're doing our book right now, DiamondAndSilkBook.com. And we're going to be talking about the different things that the Democrats did.
DiamondAndSilkBook.com.
You can pre-order it there. The name of the book is called Uprising. Who in the hell said you can't ditch and switch? The awakening of diamond and silk.
Who said you can't ditch and
switch? Who said you can't do it?
Who the hell said you can't?
Can you ladies come back into the studio? Because I didn't even know about the book. Will you come into the studio?
Oh, absolutely.
We'll talk about
definitely.
The book.
Yes.
And then the other website, right, is about diamond and silk.
Other website to pre-order the book is diamondandsilkbook.com.
Diamondandsilkbook.com. Mm-hmm. And follow these ladies. Show them some love on Twitter. Do it now.
Yes.
Diamond and Silk. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Wherever we are, it is a mobile relieffactor.com studio. Relief Factor, pain relief that is natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that doesn't hide. If you're taking, look, let me be very clear here, okay? If you're in pain and you're taking regular painkillers, over-the-counter or prescription painkillers, you know how they work? They're synthetic. And what they do is they hide the pain. They attack the pain sensors. They dull them. They don't fix anything. Relief Factor goes after the source of the pain, the inflammation, and that's why tens of thousands of Americans are taking it right now, me included, especially after my recent surgery. I'm taking triple doses, and I'm feeling fabulous. Guys, find out if it can work for you like it works for me. It's so easy. Go to relieffactor.com. Order the 3-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. You can't buy a cup of coffee for less than a dollar a day. And I guarantee you, Dr. G's guarantee, if you take it for three weeks, every morning and evening like I do, you will know at the end of 3 weeks if it works for you like it works for me. Don't hesitate. $20, seriously, isn't liberation from your pain worth it? You know it is. Do yourself a favor. Be the next success story. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Don't wait any longer. Back with Carpe Donctum.
A man, a legend, a legal immigrant, Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
He's looking very, very smart today. Why? Because this is CPAC and we're serious here. We're having fun because we're happy warriors, but I like to call him the meme master. He is eternally sarcastic. He says he's a meme smith, but that's just far too simple a description. Carpe Donctum, welcome to America First.
How are you doing?
Good, good. Are you having fun?
I am.
What are you working on? What's the meme? Can you tell us a little about your next classified project?
Well, you know, actually, I'm not working on anything right now.
What?
I didn't bring my entire studio with me, so we have to
I
do that.
It's all up here. Is it up here in your cranium?
Yeah, but there's a lot of technology involved.
Oh, yeah. I'm not a techie guy. Yeah. Okay. So you're taking a break.
Until Sunday when I get back.
All right. When's the last time the president retweeted Carpe?
Well, it was around the State of the Union, I think.
Yes, it was.
And then
which one was it
after that?
Which one was it?
Well, it was the State of the Union address with all the sad faces again, but the new music this time so that R.E.M. didn't profit.
Oh, yeah, that's right. R.E.M., the biggest snowflakes on the planet. What happened when you used their music, that little sad music?
The drummer got really mad. I'm not sure why. He wasn't a big part of that, really.
Did they try and get you, like, copyright strike?
Yeah, well, he called me a name I can't say on the air.
Please, keep it clean.
And then the official account got involved, too, and was really mad about it. So and then they took it down for copyright. And I'm not sure who actually did that, but I'm guessing it's the people above them. Yeah, ones that finally own their music. You know?
The grand masters of the universe. It says, content that I post was doctored by me. I like that.
And the emojis, little
oh, the little emojis. Little What's emojis. The last one? What's the last emoji
that's
there?
That's a little healthcare emoji. Healthcare. I'm a doctor.
You're a doctor. A video doctor.
Right.
For those who are not familiar with Carpe Donctum, follow him right now. How did this all start? How did you become an international sensation?
Well, just in my living room. Just
doing what? He just said, I like memes. And he said, I'm going to do something different.
I like these funny things that I see on the internet.
And I want to do it.
And I think I could do that.
Did you have a background in it?
No. I had a background in playing games.
Ah. Just
video games.
All right. So did that help?
I don't think so. Not really.
So you started from zero.
Yes, from zero.
How hard was it?
You can learn anything.
But you can't because the left doesn't know how to meme.
Well,
the left does not know how to meme.
But you do have to have some sort of sense of humor. I mean, like, you have to start from somewhere. But
if you've had a humorectomy, do not try it. And the left has had a collective humorectomy. It just does not work. And this man is absolutely the master. Follow him right now because...
Did you see this, by the way?
It's radio. Don't point at stuff. It's radio.
My new profile picture.
I love it. The new profile picture. He's standing at the press secretary podium in the White House. Why? Because the president loves him. And we do, too. He's Carpe Donctum, the meme master extraordinaire. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. I think we're going to do it. I think we're going to crack the record of 15 guests in one day. We're going to wait. Nigel, where are you, Mr. Farage? I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, broadcasting from the mobile relieffactor.com studios.